Billy Benedict and Paul Peck opened U-Popham in 1993. A previous fireworks stand had just left town. The two, who have been friends since childhood, saw a need and felt the draw of a little extra cash. They rented the spot at the harbor, and that's where they've opened up shop twice a year for the past 23 years. But this year, things are a little different. The city foreclosed on the property where U-Popham rented space and gave notice that the fireworks stand would have to move.
It took us a long time to find a place to be, but it's a good location. It's down across from the soccer field and what we used to call the small airport. It isn't difficult to get to, and it's recognizable. So I think it'll be a good place, and I'm sure that the local people will figure out where we are.
In nearly a quarter century of operation, this is hardly the first obstacle U-Popham has run into. There was the normal learning curve that comes with opening a new business.
We operated out of a tent the first year. We had to load the product, take it to the tent, set it up, and at the end of the day, load it up, take it back. And so every single day we had to set up. It was a lot of work. But we learned a lot. We learned a lot about what people like and what they don't like, about what they will spend money on and what they won't, what women like, what men like, what kids like.
And then there have been the rural Alaska-specific obstacles, transportation chief among them.
Our biggest problem is that we have to order in time to make the barge. I have to make the barge that doesn't sail any later than the first week of May, or my product won't get here in time. And then I have to order for New Year's by the last barge.
Benedict also has to take into account the copious summertime light when she orders for the 4th of July.
Well, you know, we have the problem in the summertime when it's light all day long, all night long, and the best we get really is twilight. And so mostly in July, they like things that are noisy. I would say that our biggest sellers are artillery shells and rockets in July. And just opposite is true in New Year's. We sell a lot of the night displays.
On the other hand, when it isn't light, it's cold. Benedict says the hours stretch long when she's selling fireworks in sub-zero temperatures ahead of New Year's Eve.
It's really, really a tough time for us to be open because we're not allowed to have any kind of heat source in the stand. So it's just us and the elements. Hoping my fingers will work again.
When Peck and Benedict opened U-Popham in that tent in 1993, she didn't anticipate that it would become a regular part of her life for decades. But she says it's the people that keep her coming back.
I have so much fun doing it. I just have a great deal of fun having people come in and meeting them and talking with them and seeing what they pick out. And a lot of them come every year, so we know each other and have a relationship, business, but still a relationship. Last fall, when I thought we weren't going to find a place to be, I was really upset. I couldn't figure how can I spend a 4th of July away from my fireworks stand?
U-Popham fireworks have worked their way into the fabric of Dillingham festivities. Every July 4th and New Year's Eve finds many in the community on Kanakanak Beach setting off fountains, sparklers, rockets, and smoke bombs. Benedict says that's a constant in good times and bad.
I remember one 4th of July. We had a really, really bad fishing season. It was the evening of the 4th, and the fleet was being allowed to fish for the first time. Long about 9 o'clock, they gave the fishermen the go-ahead. Everybody was rushing around, getting their gear on board, jumping on their boats, and putting out on the tide. And then off in the distance on Kanakanak Beach, all these fireworks were going off. And the sun was low on the horizon, so it was just that twilight light. It was the most amazing thing. I will never forget that. Just seeing the fishermen going off to sea to fireworks in this beautiful weather.
U-Popham started selling on Thursday at their new location by the Dillingham Water Tower. They'll be open in the afternoons around 3 p.m. every day until July 5th. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.